This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Homes and Services.
Presented through the generosity of the J. Ovier Group, 626-510-7042. Specializing in real estate needs for families with special needs, seniors, people who need investment help. And they have folks who speak Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese. I love it. Okay, in the treasure chest, Joey Pals, Elmer's Restaurant. Got a gift certificate for a free meal. We got to go have the prime rib over there. It's $28 and change. Slow roasted, salt aged, rock salted, slow roasted, dry age, rock salt. That's it. And other things. And the website is eatatelmers.com, 327-8419. She wants me to read this to you. Bacon cheeseburger omelet. So I guess they put all the stuff, pickles and onions and tomatoes and hamburger and lettuce in an omelet.
Sounds good right now.
It does. I'm swallowing. Crispy chicken Benedict. Ooh.
That sounds good too.
It does. And then savory Northwest crepes. And that's just normal.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us for breakfast and lunch on our front lawn.
Laser Ink Print Center Printer Resources has a gift certificate. One morning, all my cartridges are empty, right? I usually have a couple months' supply. And all happens on the same day, right? So I was over there getting my cartridges. It's the best price, Joey Pals, because the membership stores don't recycle them anymore. So anyway, Laser Inc. is on 4599 East Ramon Road, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com. I go in there and I look at the old, old typewriters. They're like this, little tiny ones with the little round things that I couldn't possibly type now with nails. You know, when everybody used to just peck and what they say?
Hunt and peck.
Hunt and peck. But the collection of typewriters is so much fun. But that's not what they want me to tell you. They want me to tell you they have new printers, very competitive prices. They have great expertise. I tell you they can repair anything, even your old IBM Selectrics. They repair my printer all the time. I'll break one little plastic part off, and they have broken ones there, and they just rob it. You know, it's a wonderful place to be. 7784444.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey Pals.
MJR Custom Framing. This is time to start using your $50 gift certificate before Christmas. I just found Trevor's diploma from the Air Force Academy. He got out in 1990. So guess what I'm framing for Christmas for him? And I made a copy for me because I worked hard for that diploma too. Okay, they're at the atrium, 324-6696.
Joey Pals, this is Joe from MJR Custom Framing. Come in and I look forward to working with you.
And we love these folks, the Red Jeep Tours. Have you and your family done that yet?
I have not done that locally.
We got to do that. You got a $50 gift certificate toward any tour. This is what you do with your company that comes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Here, kids, take a tour. Get out of the house. Red-JeepTours.com, 477-4118. We're kidding, but it's a great gift idea.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Morgan, and, the Red Jeeps, you have to come. Oh, this season is going to be so beautiful. Come with us on those Red Jeeps. You'll be so excited.
Okay, we know Brian and Teresa have 5 children. Will they all be home for Thanksgiving?
I hope so. Actually, everyone's going to be home except for Mia, who's traveling. She's in Italy. I think today she's in Amsterdam.
Let's us go there.
Right. That's what we should do.
I spent Thanksgiving on a tour one time for my birthday, which is November, of course, and it was the Mediterranean. We ended up in Tunis for Thanksgiving on a cruise. Steve Canold, you know. Okay, your 5, my 3. eighth caller, Joey Pals. That's a great package. Come on, Elmer's, Laser Inc., MGR Custom Framing, and Red Jeep Tours. Be caller number 8 at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. I'll mail it out to you. We're about to turn the page and be in our 27th year, but not yet. Thanks. Y'all couldn't have done it without you. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay, I like this question. You touched on one that I forgot to write down, and that was the new vaccine for pregnant women so their babies would be born without RSV. Okay, can I be a donor after I've had COVID?
What kind of donor?
I know they didn't say.
Well, I'm assuming they mean organ donation.
But they could mean, you. Maybe blood. Not after death, yeah, or kidney.
Sure. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting. The need for organs has never been higher across the U.S. I think we talked about this.
No, we did not.
No, it's always high. You know, the lists are long. And it's tough to get organs. I mean, a lot of people are not organ donors, even when they die through accident. So the answer to this question, yes, you can be an organ donor or a blood donor, tissue donor, sperm donor, any kind of donor you want if after you've cleared the infection. In some cases, depending on, you know, normally they don't like to transplant if you're sick, you know, and they have the virus in the organ. But in some cases, you know, if it's a life or death, and we know that for COVID, you can cure it, right? It does clear in most patients. It's possible that they could do it, but normally you have to clear the infection first before they would consider that.
I think people are thinking that we're finding more and more repercussions and after effects and long COVID effects, and it seems like the list of where we're having these maladies is every place in our body, from our hair to our ears to our eyes to our ovaries, which of course you don't have. So
anymore.
Yeah. So maybe they're thinking that their kidney has been impacted in some long standing way.
Yeah. Well, we know long COVID is still, you know, they're still studying the heck out of this.
Still studying.
And we've talked about, you know, these are microvascular issues. They're lingering, immune responses that still flare over and over again. But in this particular case, if you had COVID and you cleared the, and you feel better, and you were going to donate a kidney or something else, yeah, that wouldn't be an issue. Wouldn't be an issue.
What's that old joke about? He's the world's only living heart donor. It's a bad joke. Okay, so would they test, say you needed a kidney and I was your match and I'll give you one of my skinny kidneys. Would they test it for all the diseases? Do they test for everything?
No, but there's an entire battery of testing that needs to be done before you donate. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to donate a kidney. Oh. I mean, there's all kinds of... Not just testing to make sure you don't have hepatitis
and
all this other stuff.
Oh,
and all the tissue testing. But then, you know, how strong is the other kidney? They do renal blood flow testing. They do all kinds of studies just to make sure that you're going to be fine too, right? We have two patients because you're going to be a patient when they take out your kidney and give it to someone else. So there's a lot of work that goes into an organ transplant.
Do we have to be the same blood type? Because it's our kidney?
They'll do an entire tissue typing. So just to make sure that you have a match. Right, because you can have an identical twin, right? And that's not an issue. I can't necessarily give, you my kidney, possibly, if our tissue types are not compatible enough.
What do you mean tissue type? Well, I understand blood type.
Yeah, there's tissue typing. They do HLA testing.
Oh,
to find out how genetically close the match is, and rejection risk, et cetera, because you're going to be on immunosuppressant drugs
the rest of your life.
Right. And so there's a reason.
Not for me, you.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. So, but there is a battery of testing that
I didn't realize that
needs to be done.
I didn't know that. Okay. So there's no chance if I gave you one of my kidneys that in 5 years, if I'd had COVID, it would suddenly rise up with long COVID inside you.
No.
Okay. Question number two from a Joey pal. Somebody's reading. Wastewater is showing an increase of COVID in the Coachella Valley. Remember we went through that in New York or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a common tool now to study wastewater for infectious diseases. In New York, they were looking for polio specifically.
I remember.
And still are for that outbreak. But, yeah, they do monitor. It's a good surrogate marker for how much infection is happening in the community. You do pass COVID virus through stooling and urine. And so they literally look for increasing amounts to tell us if there's going to be a spike in cases, and that normally lags a couple of weeks. So it's a common, and they do it here because our water folks, the IDD, or is it
we're DWA. Coachella,
yes.
We're DWA.
We have the best water folks out here.
And they test it every day.
Yeah. Well, I just mean they do a very good job.
Yes.
As far as water maintenance, purification, strategies to save water. I'm trying to get my grass replaced. I'm trying to save water.
It says they ask you to skip over seeding and go gold, which is dead grass. But they're calling it go gold. Isn't that cute?
Well, I'm trying to get, in Rancho Mirage, you get like, I think $6.
It's $5 here in Palm Springs.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
But there's so many people doing it, and then you got to get they have to come out and inspect to make sure that you do have grass, and then the city has to approve it, and our homeowners has to approve it. So it's like getting a kidney transplant. There's a lot of things you got to go through to get your grass changed to plastic.
So,
I think it's worth it. And you know what? Plastic grass does not attract deers.
Oh dear me.
I'm just saying.
Do you have to vacuum it or something? What do you do when the leaves blow?
You got to get the ones that look like you have little dead grasses in there.
Okay. So the wastewater increase in COVID cases in the Coachella Valley is to be expected.
We're seeing, and right now we're seeing a spike in, we're testing all the time just because we're a healthcare organization, but we are seeing a spike in positive cases in the last week or two, especially our employees.
In your regular water or in the wastewater?
Oh, no, it's in the waste.
Okay.
Yeah, if you were...
Not the
if you
regular
were,
water.
Yeah, there should be a spike in the wastewater concentration of COVID that happened 2 weeks ago to see what we're seeing today.
But if we're always going to have COVID, won't we always have the virus in our wastewater?
Oh, yeah. But it's set at 10 picograms per liter, maybe it's 20 or 50.
Okay.
It's all relative based on the amount of circulating virus.
Why don't we put something like we did fluoride in our water? Let's put something in our drinking water to make us immune to COVID like we did tooth decay.
All right, well, when you find that element, you let me know.
And we'll make a million.
We'll put it in the water. We'll drop it in the water.
That's all our Joey Pal questions. You robbed us of one about the pregnant woman in the first hour.
Oh, well,
tell us.
Okay, so I have a topic that I sent you because I thought...
Oh, I didn't believe you.
I thought you wouldn't think I was telling you the truth, but...
That's right.
This is such a crazy talk. I had to bring it up because Teresa and I both read this article, and this is nutty, but you know how people, when they're driving in the car, they like to pick their nose? Oh. And I know this sounds gross. Well, now they've actually linked the risk of Alzheimer's disease to those chronic nose pickers. I know it sounds crazy.
I thought you were...
No.
That was like 5 o'clock this morning, and I thought, what?
I know. It sounds nuts.
Okay.
But
can you explain that to me?
I can't explain it. So in this particular study, in this article, they were looking at individuals... that had Alzheimer's, that had this organism. It's a unique organism. It's called chlamydia pneumoniae.
Well, we know what chlamydia is, but that's
right.
Sexual.
Well, that's, yeah, a different type of chlamydia. But oh. Chlamydia pneumoniae can cause respiratory tract infections. It's a ubiquitous organism. It doesn't have a cell wall, so it's kind of pleiotropic in that way. But when you pick your nose, the you can actually obviously damage the inside of your nasal lining.
Uh-huh.
And then if you think about the olfactory nerve that runs directly into your brain, bypasses the blood-brain barrier. So this chlamydia pneumonia actually travels up this olfactory nerve, which is one of the cranial nerves, into the brain, and it causes these neurofibrillary tangles, beta amyloid plaque that's associated with Alzheimer's disease.
Is it from your finger more than the mucus in your nose?
Well, you can already have the organism there. So it's there, part of the flora. Or you could introduce other bacteria. But for some reason, it's specific to this chlamydia pneumonia. And they found this now in the beta amyloid plaque of Alzheimer patients, the actual organism. And they know once the organism gets in the brain, the response of the brain is to create these proteins to protect the cells.
Gee whiz.
So isn't that nuts? So another good reason when your kids are in the back of the car and you say, stop picking your nose because you're going to get demented, there might be some truth to that.
Golly.
So more research to be done, but I just thought it was just silly, but at the same time, kind of scary.
Thank goodness you're here. I deleted that email. I just thought you were messing with me.
No, I wasn't. No, not at all.
Okay. And on Wednesday, we have Dementia Help Center here. Lisa will be here. I'll
ask her about that question.
Sure. To continue the conversation with Dr. Brian Hodgkins, go to mydohc.com or call
969-6555.
I love it when you're here. Thank you so much.
All right, ask me about pomegranates next time.
Okay, pomegranates next time.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Next March, go with me to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. Dana Haynes wants you to know we are under the sign of Scorpio until November 21st. The rising sign and sun sign, Scorpios, usually trust their intuitions. Scorpio moon folks often go for the emotions first. That causes stress. Scorpios will finally realize they can solve the problem. Trust your intuition, which you must do for the next 2 months. Phone Dana, she'll come down from the mothership, 442-226-6378. Desert Water Agency has approved new water restrictions. Remember, you cannot turn your sprinklers on during daylight hours unless you're just checking that there are no leaks. Restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. Just Fabulous. I love this website. The letter B. JustFabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out. Lalo Visions. Here's a great Christmas idea. Lalo, L-A-L-O, Visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Find out what the world holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. This is a great gift idea. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website for more information. As our friend Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. P.S. Aerial Tramway has a special holiday schedule during Thanksgiving week. From the 24th through the 27th, first tram up at 8 a.m., last tram down, that's the one you want to be careful about, 9:30 p.m., pstramway.com, as I said. And pick from this menu, if you will, over at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, also the home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, at the Camelot Theater. Sundays with Keisha Dees every week. Mondays, Mon Petit Salon every week. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor every week. Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, selected Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, selected Thursdays. Check out the movies and don't forget the popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, the Desert Symphony, Mid-Century Modern, and Laura Meeks. Until then, you be well and all the best.